Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. Got a good one for you today. This is I Allegedly. And it's time to get ready, guys, for the hard landing that's about to hit. And got a lot to cover. Don't forget to comment in the video and like and share. And today we're going to talk about my favorite charity, Joseph Dreamhouse. And let's get right into it. You know, think about this. 45 days ago, everybody talked about how great the economy was and how nothing to worry about. And now, on the tip of everybody's mouth, is that word recession. And maybe things are not as good as we all thought it was going to be. It's a place called Picnic Beach. And there's a lot of people out this morning having a picnic doing just that. But crazy, guys. Think about this. Job numbers come out, and everybody gets all freaked out. You know, when the Fed admits something that you have to look at, think about this. Jerome Powell said, listen, there's not just one thing of data that we're concerned about. That's not true. They have been fighting inflation now for a few years, what, 3 years now? And telling us how they're going to get it under control, and they have it at 2.5%. No one in the world believes that. No one in the world believes that we only have unemployment at 4.3%, but we're supposed to. But now we're supposed to get ready for this. Think about this. The job numbers are completely off. ADP, the payroll company, who's had these job numbers that they announce once a month, right before the Fed meeting, and they tell us what the job numbers are, never been right, haven't been right in years. Since they've given us the numbers, but they admitted that they just changed their algorithm in the last month so it would better reflect what the numbers were. So the old numbers weren't that good. I guess the new numbers are what we're supposed to pay attention to. But here's the thing. This whole fantasy land that if they lower interest rate by 0.25%, it's going to make everything much better. Think about this, guys. Those of you that are in the mortgage business, you had mortgage rates drop in the last week. You should be happy. Housing prices should go up another 10%. It doesn't work that way. You have so many people on the verge of losing their jobs. We're on a labor, okay, crisis right now. And you're going to see so many people. I want to show you a couple things. This planet right here. You're going to see how the job market is not good right now. Here's the thing about this. The number of listings, for the first time, is kind of stabilized. Well, the thing that people are doing right now is people are verifying before they apply for a job, if the job is real. Hey, I'm applying for this sales job. Want to make sure it's still available before I send my resume in. Yes, or oh, I don't know if that position's available. There's so many ghost jobs out there that are fake. That people have just let slide and let go through. And I mean, there are people, story I did 2 years ago, about a guy that applied for almost 300 jobs, and they determined that about 90% of them were fake. Absolutely crazy. And the guy, another guy, had interview after interview after interview and didn't get the jobs because those jobs were fake. Now you're finally starting to see people get sick of this and that there could be liability for these companies. So there's that. So the idea of talking about how great the labor market is fine. But everybody's favorite and least favorite investor, Warren Buffett, is dumping Apple stock now. Think about this. The latest quarter that just ended, which was July, okay? You know, in June, before July, we had the numbers from Warren Buffett. He unloaded half of his Apple position to be at the top of the market. What does he know? What does he know about the stock market? His cash position, think about this. This is the top of Heisler Park. His cash position, guys, went up $88 billion to the tune of $277 billion in cash right now. That is unbelievable when you hear those figures right now. But again, remember the end of last month? I was talking about how Warren Buffett's starting to unload Bank of America stock for 8 days, still unloading it right now. Now it's Apple stock. Warren Buffett, whether you like the guy or not, is a value investor. He goes and gets deals. He also knows when to get out of something. So what does he know? Does he know that Apple's seen better days? Bank of America clearly has seen better days. Greg Mannarino, who I love, a friend and a good guy, thinks that that's going to be the sacrificial banking lamb, is going to be Bank of America. But then when I talk to my buddy, who's in the commercial space, I am telling you, you're going to see, between now and Election Day, dozens of banks have problems. It's going to happen. They're going to merge. They're going to do everything they can to keep this fake house of toothpicks together right now. Now, with that being said, this is going to come crashing down, because what they've been worried about is inflation. Inflation is a problem, but the other problem is the labor market, guys. There are no jobs out there. People are getting their employment cut. People are, moving on to different jobs, and they are cutting people's employment immediately. Bye. Have a nice day. It's happening like you wouldn't believe at a record pace. We haven't seen anything, but the word recession, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue now, and it's been around. And what you're going to see happen, because we're stupid and we're all foolish, is that they're going to sit down and this is the Veterans Memorial, which I like sitting at, and it's always nice. They asked me to come up here for a veteran's sake, go to that Veterans Memorial. It's a beautiful spot up here on the top of the hill. The thing that's wild about this is that everybody's out there and they're finally admitting that there could be a problem right now. Well, you guys have all participated in life. You're seeing energy costs go through the roof right now. Absolutely higher than ever. A woman here in Southern California, now she's got a 2,800 square foot house, not a small house, and her electrical bill didn't go up 10%, didn't go up 17%. It quadrupled. They just keep the house at a set temperature. Don't have a lot of kids. Three people live in the house. Grandkids come over to keep the temperature the same at 77 degrees, okay, throughout the house. Every now and then that goes up and down. Her electric bill is $950 a month right now, $950. How do you afford that? How do you afford that? A great story out of the UK is that energy theft has gone up. Think about this. Energy theft has gone up 200%. There are hundreds of thousands of people that cannot afford to heat and cool their houses, that they're stealing energy any way they can, whether it be from a neighbor, whether it be from the power company directly, but they're doing everything they can to steal power right now. That is wild. Absolutely wild. Now, a lot more to cover, but one thing I want to tell you guys about, I have a friend, Fran Glover, who, she was a fan of the show, attended my conferences before I was on YouTube, was just a good person, and she runs a charity that, what they do is they prepare food for people that are hungry. In other words, they will give you nutritious meals. They don't make the meals. They give you the food to make the meals and send it out to families. Now, I've learned so much about this process over the last few years. I've helped her raise a bunch of money, and the charity is absolutely fantastic. The best thing that she needs right now is money from you guys. If you can make a donation from this, it's going to feed worthy families. But the thing that she wrote me about, and this is the weirdest thing ever, was she called me on Saturday. I'm like, oh, friend, I was going to call you on Monday and check in with you because next month is Hunger Awareness Month. Think about this, guys. We have a month in September that is for hunger awareness. That's horrific. It's stupid. You know that there are children around the country that the only meal that they get is going to school. When they cut school lunches, these kids don't eat. You can blame the parents and tell me what losers these people are, and I've gotten those messages from you, but these are people that are hurting, and people are hurting right now. So if you want to help a good charity, the link will be below for Joseph Dreamhouse. Fran is fantastic. The organization is fantastic, but they prepare meals. And again, I've raised a lot of money for this, for her. And the most recent one, you know, after I talked to Fran, I go to the post office and I got a letter, and I want to show this to you guys because it was absolutely, the timing was amazing, was I got a letter from Dale. And Dale sent Fran $100. Dan, please give this to the woman that, you know, provides for, you know, needy families. So Dale's timing couldn't have been better, but I said, "Friend, look at this for timing. We're going to talk about raising money, and I'm going to send her the $100, but anything you can, $5, guys, makes a big difference for this." Okay? There's no sponsor in this video. This is just helping out people, helping us fortunate that you and I. And I love this woman. Her husband, her family are fantastic, but they're just good people that are helping a lot of people. So take a look at Joseph Dreamhouse, 501(c). Charity, and try not to fall off a cliff as I do this, but take a look at it today, okay? Now, the next thing, we're talking about the Veterans Memorial up here at the top of this. How wrong is this? The Veterans Administration lately, and the story is below on this, has gone out to veterans and is calling back veterans benefits from some people for as long as, think about this figure, 30 years ago. There has got to be a congressman or senator or lawyer who wants to do a pro bono case for these people, because they're going to these veterans who helped protect our country, made us safe, and retired. One guy was 30 years out, and they say, "Hey, you owe us $30,000, and what we're going to do is cut your benefits," and now he's going to starve, literally starve. And, "Hey, I don't know who I can live with. I don't know what I can do," but this is terrible. This is what's wrong with the world, is that we need to take care of each other and be kind to each other. If you think that I'm Mr. Gloom and Doom, I'm telling you guys, I've prepped, I've got my friends convinced, I got my family convinced, clients, everybody. People meet me and they're like, "Hey, we watched a few of your videos. Do you really think that this is gonna go south like this?" As you say, yes, this is gonna go crazy bad, and that you can't be ready enough for this, for your own security, your own food, water, everything. Have it in your house and be ready for this. Somebody's having a party down there, so I'm knocking it down those stairs. But I'm telling you guys, get ready for this. Now, think about this, how things have changed in just a few weeks' time. You really think that they've gotten bad in just a few weeks? Really think that it finally turned a corner? No way. No way. You know, it's been unmasked, guys. It's been, the emperor has no clothes, and we finally figured that out in more ways than one. But the idea with this is that you're starting to see how bad things truly are. So, you know, shoplifting in certain areas is such a bad thing. And Stephen always sends me stories of the UK, and you guys have seen all the riots and everything going on in the UK right now. And that's happening right now. It's awful. And the problem with it, guys, is the migrants and everybody that's there is just stealing right now. And you can sit there and say, "Oh, it's the locals and everything like that." There's no crime. There's no, people do not get prosecuted for doing this. It is such a problem in certain cities in the UK that theft is a huge problem. Why even be open if all you're gonna do is get ripped off? The other thing that they're seeing in the UK is the same thing you have here in the United States, is that people cannot afford to go out and eat. So every fast food joint is offering discounts like you wouldn't believe. So, place called Monument Point. This is just absolutely stunning out here, okay? And again, the price of parking, mine was free today because somebody had to walk a block. But look at this, not just beautiful. I get a kick out of this beach because it's no swimming, surfing only. So you can take your life into your own hands and go surf out there on the rock. When the tide comes out, it's more like that. It's all rocks like that, see that? And then the tide's out a ton right now. It's not that bad. I have filmed out here before with you guys where the waves crash up here. But it's just absolutely stunning and absolutely beautiful. All the families are out there taking pictures and stuff. Just really a cool spot, you know? So, haven't seen anything yet, guys. Just remember that. A lot more happening. So, two things to finish this video. First thing, you're going to see a problem with condos in the United States, especially in certain areas where they're having the assessments be generated for people. They anticipate that there could be, think about this number, 100,000 condos go on sale in Florida because of the problems with people being told, "Hey, you need to fix the units." When you pay a homeowner association, and I've paid a lot of homeowner association, in fact, I live in one of them with one of my places, and it's crazy because one thing that's nuts is they just fixed all the balconies and didn't come back to everybody and say, "You owe us money." This was all done because it was budgeted with the monthly fees that we pay, okay? That being said, the problem with this is that people are getting hit with assessments, and the biggest one I've heard of, $340,000. 340 grand, guys, to bring the house up to code right now. That is nuts, guys. Who can afford that? No one's got an extra 340 grand to live in the exact same house that you live in a week ago. So read the stories below, because it's gonna get worse, guys. It's gonna get worse. And another UK story for a second, because it's coming here. It originated here and then it went to the UK. There are apps right now that are calling people and asking for money, asking like you're behind on your appliance, your warranty, you're behind on your electric bill, you're high on cable, internet, and they have an app that just calls people. They have 170,000 victims of this in the UK, to where they've gotten millions of pounds from this. They finally started to arrest people, but they want the public to know how serious this is and how bad this is. I know you guys want to see this side and not my face, but so, guys, I'm telling you, my daughter hopped off an airplane and got a parking ticket on her car, and I'm like, wait a sec, how do you get a parking ticket in a parking structure? And so she calls the agency. Think about this. The registration, it's August now, guys, okay? Registration said July. They gave her a ticket for being 3 days late. Hello, okay. And I said, you know, I would call him. That's just, Dad, I already mailed the money in. I said, let me see if they cash the check. Just don't have my tags in the car. So always verify, guys, before you pay anything, because the scammers are getting so good at this, so good at this. And the final thing is that this channel was originated on stimulus and grant money and things like that. This will not happen again. I don't, you know, I'm getting notes and letters from people. Listen, we need to have, you know, stimulus check, you know, 4, 5, and 6. We need this, we need that. We need to have bring back the PPP loans. No, it's never coming back, guys. That's what caused all that inflation. That's what created all these problems. And it's never going to happen again. If you read the article below, it will explain to you how much nonsense this is. And I want you guys to understand that you haven't seen anything like this. They're not going to give this money again like that, the helicopter funds, and it's not going to. They can lie to you and talk to you about that, just like they did, you know, last time during the last election. They talked about, hey, elect us and you're gonna get $2,500. Remember, that didn't happen? And nobody got upset over that. You should have been furious over that, but it just didn't happen. So please, like, subscribe. I'm gonna get Bob Pudla back on the show as soon as I can. If you want to send me questions for Bob directly, send them to hello@iallegedly.com. Put Bob in the title. I'll know it's a Bob question. You wanna email me a story idea, send it to me. But you're curious about this stuff just like I am, let us know what you're thinking. What's going on out there, you know? You're not in this alone. We are all in this together, but you have to accept the fact that things are the way they are. And remember, the word recession and this economic turn that just happened last week didn't just happen last week. It's been going on and building, and this time it's going to be worse. When you see an office building sell for a 97% discount, you haven't seen anything yet. Reach out anytime, hello@iallegedly.com, and onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.